You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Jeremy, we got this one through Facebook. Amy just found us by searching Dom and Jeremy on Facebook, and she sent a message. Goes, hi, my boys. I dated the typical bad boy for almost a year and put up with a lot of crap. I finally said enough is enough and broke it off. Now, a year, let me jump in here. I guess we don't need specifics. She said he was the typical bad boy.
Well, all right. What does that mean,
that's enough.
I guess?
Now, a year later, he has reached back out and said we should try again because he has changed and has become a better man.
Oh, that's good.
Amy writes, I'm sort of tempted, but I don't want to get sucked in and then find out he's still a jerk at heart. My mother talked to me about it and said it's in a person's DNA and that a bad boy could never become a good man. She writes, that kind of makes me sad, but I also think she might be right. I thought my boys in the morning might be experts on this. Ha. Is this something you could talk about on your show? I'd like to know what other people, especially women, think about it. Thank you. I love my good boys in the morning.
Who's a good boy? I'm a good
She's
boy.
She's patting us on the head.
Aw, thank you, Amy.
What do you think? Can a bad boy become a good man?
I do think that can happen. I mean, she couched us as good guys, but man, I used to be a nightmare. I was in a gang. I used to shoplift. I used to ring doorbells and run away. And I changed. I'm doing fine. I'm a good guy now. can you imagine?
It's one of the funniest things ever to imagine you in a gang.
Gosh.
I guess your 4x4 club in high school was a gang.
We were tearing it up in the mountains.
With your crescent wrenches and everything.
Right. I would like to think somebody could change. I mean, you just got to kind of look at yourself in the mirror and be like, man, I'm a jerk and I'm getting into trouble and people don't like being around me. And you change, you know? Especially if there's a lady in your life, man, she could get you to change like lickety split. You know, if you're a smitten kitten. Don't you think they can change, DT?
No.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we solved that problem. What else? My advice for Amy would be do not take him back.
I want to know how much of a bad boy he is. What is this bad boy
it's
behavior?
Enough for her to describe
what is this behavior
that
he's doing?
I tend to agree with Amy's mother that it's in their DNA.
Hmm.
Now, we could have people who call up and say, especially, she says she's looking here. How does she word that? She goes, I'd like to know what other people, especially women, think about it. I would think that we have countless women listening to this show who have been...
with the bad boy, right?
Well, and been pulled in by this argument. Like, hey, I know I was a bad boy, but now, you know, I've got my act together.
Things
and now I've
different.
Become a good... He says, I've become a better man. This sounds like the Pearl Jam song. I
think it might have to do too. Like the bad boys kind of run together. They're in the bad boy pack. And I think if you get yourself away from that, and maybe if you're hanging out with a new lady friend or whatever, and you're in with a new group of friends, you're going to kind of morph and change. And if you're with some good people, you're going to want to fit in with them and you're going to want to stick around. So you're going to just naturally morph and change into a better human, essentially.
Well, here's what I think. I think I want to believe what you're saying because I want to think that a guy who's a bad boy can become a better man, but I don't ever recall seeing it.
Hmm.
So
you hear about it. I mean, you hear about these guys that go into prison, let's say, and then they change. They become a reformed human and they come out
and they're
a better person and they're no longer that bad guy.
Well, let me phrase everything a different way. Is it possible? I think it's possible.
I think so.
That's what I'll say. I'll say it's possible.
So give
Is
them
it
a
likely?
Chance.
I think I'll say no, it's not likely. I think there are unicorns, you know, that you got the guy who's a horrible guy and then, oh my God, he gets his life together and he changes. So I'm not saying it's impossible. Maybe the better question for Amy is, what's the likelihood? You know?
Yeah.
She'd
have to have a feeling. It'd be a gut emotion, I guess. A gut feeling for her. Like, this guy, I think there's potential. Carla wrote in and kind of confirms that. She says, my husband used to be a bad boy. Then he settled down and we started dating, got engaged, and lasted about 2 years into marriage. Then all of a sudden he started reverting. He bought a big, dumb black truck, started wearing T-shirts with skulls, and started smoking again. She says he missed his former self. So, yes, Amy, they can change, but be careful because they can change back just as quick. That's from Carla. And
so it's a temporary change.
I guess if you drive a big, dumb black truck, you're a bad boy for life.
Oh, that's kind of funny. Lines are filled. Let's take a few calls. Here's Jess. Jess, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys.
What do you have to say to Amy?
I think they can change, but I don't think they can change in a year, and I think they need therapy. I think everybody needs therapy. But if you're claiming a big change in your life, it takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of work, and a year is just not enough time to employ what you've learned and practice it.
So you need to nurture him and give him a lot of positive reinforcement that he's being a good boy, and you like what you see.
Well, I don't think she should have to do that. That should be the therapist.
Agreed.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well,
not
I think
her
she
job.
Should give a little encouragement, too. I like the way you are now. I love you now more than ever. Keep it up.
Yeah.
God, oh, the positive reinforcement.
Don't
are you kidding me?
Don't babysit.
It's
he
not
his
babying.
Bed.
That's just positive. Yeah. Being positive.
I think Jess is
but
on
I
my
do
side.
Think that if he wants. Yeah, if she wants permanent, he's got to go to therapy, and it's got to be a long time.
All right.
Because otherwise, I do believe that he'll revert.
Mm-hmm. Jess, thanks for calling us. Have a fun day, okay?
Thanks, Jess.
You betcha.
Later.
You betcha. Appreciate that. Here comes Matthew. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, buddy.
What do you say to Amy?
Yeah, we can change. I'm living proof of it.
You're living proof of it.
Yeah, I did 13 years in prison, so now I've been out for 13 years.
Now you're
all right, but
dude.
let's take the prison element out of it. Let's just talk about guys in general who are living the bad boy lifestyle. In your opinion, out of every 100 guys, how many of them can change and become good guys?
I would say about 80, honestly.
80%? So give this guy a chance.
Wow, you are very optimistic,
like
aren't you?
I'm a woman, honestly. Like, me and my lady were celebrating 4 years, and she helped me out so much.
Well, that's cool.
See, the positive reinforcement. Matthew's probably around a bunch of other dudes that have changed.
I'm happy
totally
for you, Matthew.
Totally positive.
Buddy, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Matt.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks, buddy.
You as well. I'm really happy for him. I am skeptical that 80% of bad boys will turn their life around.
Maybe they grow up and mature and they're like, eh.
Maybe, some.
Maybe.
Charlene, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
What's your advice for Amy?
I think if he was worthy of her, he would have been good the first time around. I don't think it's likely that men change. I wasted 10 years on a man who did not and still hasn't. So,
10 years?
Wow. Did you know, like, in year one or two?
Yeah, the first few times he was in prison, yeah.
Going back?
Well... Well, let me ask you this. Are you happy today?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't believe you. The way you said it. Yeah. Oh, you're single. Now you're happy because you're single. Good for you.
Charlene, thank you for the call. We appreciate your time so much. I don't want to automatically default to that. We're talking about people who have been in prison. I'm just talking about the
just in
we know
general,
what the bad boy lifestyle is, right?
You got a bike and a leather jacket, and
yeah,
you're fighting in the bars.
You
don't pay your taxes.
They won't watch Grey's Anatomy with you.
No, what a jerk.
One more call. Here's Jan. Jan, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you both?
Oh, we're so happy.
We're just sitting here being good boys.
Good boys.
Yeah, what do you think?
Good boys. I thought for the longest time men could change, and then I was married for 25 years, and he reverted back. So
reverted
I
back
not
to
think
what?
Men can change. Bad boy.
Ooh.
Sleeping around.
Ooh.
All that kind
oh, my
of
God.
Stuff.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I don't like
Let me
the
ask
sound
you this.
That.
Do you think women can change?
It depends on the woman, I think. So here,
would it depend on the man?
It could depend on the man.
Because it sounds to me like what you're saying is no man can change, but some women can.
Well, I've changed my mind on my comment as well. I think some men can change and some women can change. It depends on their demeanor and their...
Uh-oh, did we lose her?
They are in general, I think.
Yeah. Can't argue with that. Jan, thank you for being on the show.
Yeah,
we appreciate
Jan.
It very, very much. Yeah, I mean, I'll go back to what I said 10 minutes ago. Is it possible? Yes, some men and some women can change.
Sure they can.
But
all right. What are we telling Amy? I want Amy to go for it, though. Give the guy a chance, at least. It might be one of those guys that can change. You'll know in 6, 7, 8 months, probably.
You want to do a follow-up? Maybe do a follow-up with
sure.
him?
Sure. I'll make at least note. Give him a chance.
Follow-up.
She likes him.
I'm going to say, absolutely, do not give him another chance.
And moms be crazy sometimes. Moms be crazy.
It's like the caller said, if she was... He should have been a good man for her the first time around.